Ah, hallelujah.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord. Have you felt His presence this morning?
大家今天有感受到神与我们的同在吗？
God is so good.
神是如此之好。
He is with us today.
他今天也与我们同在。
Kids are also with us today.
那我们今天也有一些小朋友在我们当中。
Yeah,
yeah. 欢迎你们。
Kids, when you came in, did you receive a piece of paper?
那可能小朋友进来的时候，你拿到一张纸。
Yes, no, I can't see any kids.
有吧
？Got it? No problem. Okay, okay, and some crayons.
这样你可以在上边进行涂色，可以画画。
If you adults want a piece of paper too, you can have one.
如果你是成人，那你还是想在当中画画，你也可以去要。
Some people do better when they're drawing pictures. They can concentrate better, especially kids.
有人是一边涂涂画画，他能更加集中精力的听。
As you're listening to me today.
那今天在听讲道的过程当中
or Ruth, depending on which language you prefer,
或者你在听中文翻译的时候
just draw me a picture, whatever you see as I'm preaching.
如果你有个笔和纸的话，你可以把我今天讲的内容画下来。
And you can show me afterwards, you can show one of the pastors, show us what you've drawn at the end.
那今天敬拜结束之后，你也可以把这张画给我们来看。
Well, Lao Wang...was climbing a mountain near his home.
这样一个故事，老王在他家乡附近的一座高山，他在爬山。
As he did often.
他经常去这样爬山攀岩。
A narrow path around the mountain, he hobbled his way up.
他就在这个崎岖的山路上，一直在非常艰难的进行往上爬。
He'd climb this mountain hundreds, maybe thousands of times.
他每天就成千上万次都在这座山上。爬过很多次。
He passed that old tree that grew up out of the side of the mountain.
那是山上沿路会有很多的树。
Continued on around the bend for a few hundred more meters.
那就一直在往上爬几百米。
But today was different.
今天有一点不同。
Because today, for the first time in his life,
因为今天在他人生当中第一次
there was a tiger in the path.
路上有条老虎，有一只老虎。
Lao Wang turned around as fast as he could.
老王立刻飞快地转身，然后就跑。
And began to run the other direction on that narrow path.
所以他就到非常窄的小路上飞快地跑。
And he looked behind him, and that tiger was coming.
他往后看，有只老虎在追着他。
And some youth came back to him. Some adrenaline in his heart was pounding. He began to run faster.
所以他觉得他又回到年轻那个时候，跑得非常之快。
He looked back, that tiger was almost on him.
他往后看，感觉老虎就要抓住他了。
Right as that tiger went to just grab him with one of those huge paws.
所以老虎就用他的爪子要朝老王这样抓过来。
He reached that tree that was growing up out of the mountain.
所以老王就抓住这个长出来的一棵树枝。
But he tripped on one of the roots and fell over the edge.
但是这个树根绊倒了他，所以他从悬崖上跌了下去。
Started clawing at whatever. Finally, one of the roots was growing out of the bottom. He grabbed hold of that root and he caught himself.
所以老王他就像要找一根救命的稻草一样，他就乱抓，抓到一根树干。
So there's Lao Wang. He's holding on. I mean, he's got lots of strength now.
所以老王就在这个悬崖上抓住一个树枝，他就用全身的力量都在抓住这个救命的树枝。
He looks above him, and there's this tiger.
他往上看，就是这只要抓他的老虎。
It's just you know.
所以老虎一直想要抓住他。
Yeah, you don't have to translate that. That's. Sorry.
Yeah.
And it's not, he can't climb it anyway. I mean, he's just hanging off the edge of this mountain.
所以老王就是上也不行，下也不行，就在这半空中悬着。
And he looks down. It's a long way down, 100 meters or so.
他往下看就感觉有几百米深，所以往下也不可能。
There's sharp rocks down there.
而且有非常锋利的岩石在下面。
He can't go up. He can't go down. He's just hanging on.
所以他就非常窘迫，上也不是，下也不是。
He doesn't know what to do.
他不知道该怎么办了。
Then the voice of heaven comes into his mind.
他头脑当中听到来自天上的声音。
And the voice of heaven says to him,
这个声音对他说
Lao Wang, let go. Trust me.
老王，放开吧，相信我。
Yeah, you guys, you feel it too.
你们也能感受到这种感受哈，就是这样。
Voice of heaven comes a second time.
这个声音又再次对他说
Lao Wang, let go. Trust me.
老王，放开手吧，相信我。
Well, the Apostle Paul, at the end of the book of Thessalonians, says some extraordinary words.
那使徒保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书也说了这样的一句话。
In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, he is praying the closing prayer of the book.
那在帖撒罗尼迦前书的第五章，他在有一个结束的祷告。
We're going to skip that first slide and just go straight to the second slide. Thank you.Let's read the scripture here.
我们一起来读这个经文。
First Thessalonians 5, 19 to 24.
帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十六到二十四节。
Do not quench the Holy Spirit.
不要消灭圣灵的感动。
On mornings like today, when the Spirit is with us, do not quench the Holy Spirit, he says.
就像今天早上一样，你感到圣灵的同在，你不要消灭圣灵的感动。
Paul continues, do not treat prophecies with contempt.
保罗继续说，不要藐视先知的讲论。
Test them all and hold on to what is good.
但要凡事查验，善美的要持守。
Reject every kind of evil.
各样的恶事要禁戒不做。
And here's the key verse. May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through.
接下来是很重要的一节经文。愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣。
May your whole spirit...and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守，在我们主耶稣基督降临的时候完全无可指摘。
He who calls you is faithful. He will do it.
那招你们的本是信实的，他必成就这事。
God is faithful. He will do it. Do what?
神是信实的，他必成就这事。那这事指的是什么呢？
Paul says that he will sanctify you through and through, in the entirety of you. He will cleanse you, he will purify you from top to bottom.
他是说他要使你全然成圣，是你全身心从头至尾全然的成圣。
I wish I had time to preach all five of the sermons that are actually in this series, but I only have time to preach one sermon today.
那其实这一节经文可以讲五次，但是我只有时间跟大家分享一次。
I have a whole sermon on the Spirit's touch on the human body. When the Spirit comes upon our body, incredible things can happen.
那我其实也可以讲另一篇道，就是当圣灵来到我们的身体当中，可以会给我们带来怎样的改变，这是另外一篇讲到了。
Holy Spirit came on Samson, and what happened? He became a mighty warrior.
当圣灵来到这个参孙的身上，他成为一个伟大的战士。
We don't have time to talk about the Spirit's touch on the human body.
那我们没有时间去谈论说圣灵来到人的身体会发生怎样的事情。
The Holy Spirit sanctifies you through and through. He touches even the spirit of you, the deepest, deepest part.
圣灵来到你的身上，他使你全然成圣，一直触碰到你内心的最深处。
Cleansing out all of the sin by the blood of Jesus Christ.
还有。耶稣基督的宝血洁净你身上一切的罪。
We don't have time to preach about the Spirit, touching the spirit of a man.
那我们没有时间去讲，继续的谈论说圣灵如何改变我们的内心。
The soul is the mind and the will and the emotions. I wish I had time for the mind and the will today, but I don't.
那真的希望以后有时间可以谈论说圣灵如何改变我们的心和灵。那今天可能没有时间。
But if I preached all of this, the sermon would be about 3 hours long. So,
如果真的要讲这些的话，可能要讲三个小时。
The Spirit's ability to come upon the human mind and to put things together to heal the thought process, that you can begin to see and understand clearly. The Holy Spirit has tremendous impact on the mind.
当圣灵来到你的头脑中，你的内心心智当中，它是给你带来极大的改变的。
And as the Spirit touches the soul, He touches the will of a person, the decision-making part of the person, strengthening it.
当圣灵触碰你的灵魂的时候，它是改变你做决定的这样的一个心智，改变你的心愿。
But today we'll only talk about the soul part of the emotions.
那今天我们主要来讲说，圣灵它如何改变我们的这个灵的部分，我们的感情。
But you're probably wondering, today's Unity Sunday, and aren't we starting the Unity small group? Aren't you supposed to be talking about unity today, Chris?
你可能会想说，我们现在不是在进行一个主题为合一的小组学习吗？所以你今天不是应该讲一讲合一的主题吗
？Before we get to our emotions, I just want us to see how important unity is for us.
那我们在更多谈论我们的感情方面之前，希望跟大家强调一下合一的重要性。
It is amazing how often God answers the cry of a nation or a culture with the gospel.
那我们常常非常惊讶地看到，说神如何用他的 信息来回应一个国家对他的这个呼求。
Let me say that again. It's amazing how often God answers the cry of a people, of a culture, or a nation with the gospel.
那也，我们也非常惊讶地看到神如何用他的福音来回应一个国家、一个文化对他的呼求。
In my study on unity over the last 18 months, I ran across a book on the first century church.
那在他过去一年半在研究研读这个合一的话题的时候，他看到这样一个书卷。
The book didn't have much to do with unity, but I'm very glad I read it.
那虽然这本书没有太多谈到合一的，还是很高兴读到这本书。
It was talking about the Greek philosophers and the Roman philosophers and all these high and lofty ideals that the Greeks and Romans had for the family.
那这个书主要讲的是这些希腊罗马的哲学家们，他们对于家庭的概念，一些理想化的概念。
I didn't realize this in the first century when Jesus walked on the earth. Family was a high philosophical ideal of Greek and Roman culture.
那这本书记录的是在一世纪当中希腊罗马文化当中人们对于家庭这个概念一些哲学的理想。
The problem was, as high and lofty as they had written, the culture could never accomplish it. They could never do it.
那这些描述都是非常之理想化，以至于人们很难去在现实生活当中去实现。
And the gospel then comes in that century, and guess what happens?
那这个福音来触碰到这个一世纪的文化当中，你觉得会发生什么样的事情呢
？They're a family.
那当时的这些家庭当中
，One of the main ideas you've been adopted by God Himself.
那就是这个家庭被于神所使成为神的家庭。
Not some far away God, He is your heavenly Father.
所以这个神他不再是一个遥远的神，而是成为你家，你进入神的家庭当中，与你亲近。
And we're brothers and sisters sharing all things in common.
我们都是弟兄姊妹在一起，凡物共用。
The Greek philosophers had dreamed of such a family, but the culture could not accomplish it.
所以这些希腊哲学家们，他们有这样非常高的理想，但当时的文化无法实现这些。
But Jesus Christ comes, the Holy Spirit comes, and the church then becomes the very image of what it was they were dreaming of in the first century.
但是当耶稣与圣灵到来我们当中，那这些一世纪的哲学家们，他们所理想化的这些事情，在我们当中可以成为现实。
The United States in 1865.
Sorry, say it again.
The United States in 1865. Sorry.
那在美国在1865, 1865年。
Just finished the American Civil War.
当时美国的内战刚刚结束。
Ugly war.
那这个战争是非常的。
North and the South murdering one another, hundreds of thousands dead.
那南方和北方之间的这场战争，成千上万的人就死去。
Amputations, people with no arms and no legs everywhere.
那这场战争导致很多人他们就失去了。
The nation felt ugly, it felt dirty, it felt sinful, it was a war.
因为这场战争给大家带来都是非常残酷的经历，人们都感到非常的悲痛。
And then the Holy Spirit came.
但是圣灵来到。
A holiness movement began.
就是一场圣洁运动开始。
A movement began in 1866, the very next year, for holiness.
所以在1866年这个活动就开始，这个圣洁运动开始。
The central message was God can clean you up inside, and this became a massive movement.
当时人们主要的信息就是说，神的灵可以全新的洁净你，这开始了一场非常大的运动。
The very cry of the American heart was for purity and for cleanliness, and God came and He did it over the next 30 years.
所以当时美国人都在呼求神的圣灵降临来洁净他们，所以在接下来三十年，也就真的有神的灵这样的一个举动。
And when that movement had accomplished what it was to accomplish, another movement was born, the Pentecostal movement.
那在这活动之后，就是这个五旬节的运动开始。
Wasn't a movement of purity, it was a movement of power.
那当时核心的信息已经不再是洁净，而是说能力。
And it went throughout the world.
那这个运动也是扩展到世界各地。
Actually, the darker places. They went to Africa. They went to South America. The tribal nations of the world.
那这个运动也发展到非洲、南美一些部落地区。
People groups whose central heart cry was power over fear. They cowered in fear. They lived in fear. The evil spirits had control over them.
因为当时很多的部落、很多的民族，他们都在这样一种呼求，呼求神的能力能够降临。帮助他们克服恐惧，克服惧怕。
But in answer to this problem, God sent the message of Pentecost.
所以神给人们当时的回应就是五旬节的一个信息。
By the power of the Holy Spirit, darkness is broken.
是依靠圣灵的能力去撤销黑暗的力量。
And Pentecostalism has exploded across South America, across Africa, and many places in Asia.
那五旬节运动也开始在南美，在亚洲都开始起来。
The fastest growing religious movement of all of world history.
也是世界上就是发展最快的一个五旬节的一个运动。
I'm studying all these things. I'm not sure what this is related to unity as I'm studying these things.
所以我在研究刚谈到这些事情的时候，我一直在想说这些和合一有什么关系呢
？And then suddenly I saw it, and you probably already see it.
那后来我终于发现了其中的联系，可能你早已经知道。
We live in a philosophical context here in China.
那我们在中国也是处在一个很有哲学的氛围的一个环境当中。
We live in a land that with high philosophical ideals.
那这片土地，中国这片土地，人们是有很多很高的一些哲学的理想。
It's not like America, where our highest ideal is liberty and justice for all.
那不像美国人们最高的理想就是公正与自由给所有人。
This is not like the Middle East, where the highest value is honor and shalom, peace.
或者说像中东人们认为最高的价值就是荣耀以及沙龙平安。
We live in a country where the highest value is, and I know you know it.
那在中国，人们最高的这个看为最高的这个价值，你可能知道。
Harmony.
是和谐。
And yet, the culture.
但是在我们的文化当中
So, isn't it amazing?
你是否觉得就是很惊奇
It shouldn't surprise us too much that the Holy Spirit would want to come and do in His church a work of unity.
所以我们应该对此不感到意外，就是神的圣灵他会愿意来到我们当中。让教会变得更加合一和谐。
If you think about it, in a culture where the highest ideal is harmony, but the culture can't seem to accomplish it for thousands of years,
因为在中国这片土地当中，人们认为最高的价值就是和谐合一，但是几千年以来却没有实现这样的一个理想。
If the church, by the power of the Holy Spirit, can reach unity and harmony, we will become a light to the nation.
那如果神的圣灵来到教会当中，使教会成为这样合一的一个榜样，我们可以给这个国家带来改变。
May God do this in our midst.
那也希望神来到我们当中，帮助我们就是实现合一。
But you know, as I've been studying, you know, I wrote the booklet and filmed some of the videos for our Unity Small Group campaign that we begin next week.
那我们下周即将开始的这个主题为合一的小组学习，我是写了这些小组的这些资料还有视频。
And you know, honestly, as I was researching for this and writing the booklet, you know, I didn't find anything terribly profound or terribly new.
所以在我编辑和编写这个小组合一的小组资料的时候，我没有发现说很多非常新的知识可以加入到当中。
In fact, I hope you're not disappointed as you watch the videos and read the booklet. You probably be like, "Wow, we already know all this stuff."
希望不要让你失望，因为在你看这个视频或者读这个小册子的时候，你可能发现说哦。这样的东西我已经都知道了。
I mean, in order to be more unified, we need to be more humble. Wow, that's really profound, Chris. Thank you so much.
可能小册子上介绍告诉你说，如果要更合一的话，我们需要彼此更加谦卑。你可能会说，这个我早就知道啊，谢谢你。
I mean, the IMS Pastor Lee encourages us to be humble, you know, almost every week, right?
那我们 IMS 的李牧师他也每周都鼓励我们要更加的谦卑。
But here's the catch.
那我要跟大家讲的是
You're probably going to know everything that's in the booklet already.
可能你读到这个合一的小册子的时候，里面的内容你头脑当中都已经知道。
There's nothing wrong with this. The problem is, however, that the problem is not up here in our knowledge.
所以你都已经知道这些内容，这个不是问题所在。问题所在是说你虽然头脑当中都知道。
Problem is normally down in our emotions.
但是在你的情感当中这个才是真正的问题所在。
I mean, I know that I'm supposed to be loving towards my wife every moment since the day we got married until one of us passed. I know I'm supposed to be loving towards her every moment.
可能你心里面知道说从我与我的太太结婚的那日起我就应该去全然的去爱她你一直都知道。
I know this.
就你头脑当中都知道。
But then she says that and I react emotionally.
但是你可能妻子说了一句什么话但是你就感情非常强烈的爆发
You understand when I say I react emotionally I don't mean rainbows and butterflies come out of my mouth
当我说我这个感情的爆发的时候，这个爆发不是说这些鲜花彩虹爆发出来。
Say something smart like, well, what's your problem? As if she ought to know exactly what the problem is, and I need her to say it out loud.
你可能会觉得说问题出在她的身上，你觉得你有什么问题？
And I know I'm supposed to be gentle with my children. Oh, so gentle. Like when they were a baby, even when they're grown up, I need to be gentle with them at all times.
你可能心里也知道，我应该用这个温柔的心去对待我的孩子，不管是他们小时候或者他们长大的时候，都应该以温柔的心去对待他们。
Then I get a little bit embarrassed by them, their performance, they're a little embarrassed by their problems.
可是他们的问题总是让我觉得很尴尬。
Not working hard enough, so I yell at them to get them to work harder.
但是他们就是不听话，他们不够努力，所以我有时候就会去吼他们，去教训他们。
Ah, and they do. They work harder.
他们就是应该去更努力，更棒一些。
I forget that I'm wounding them as I'm getting them to work harder.
但是我在教训他们的时候，我忘了我这样做会给他们带来一些伤害。
I mean, in church, I know I'm not supposed to complain about the music. I'm not supposed to complain about the preaching, but.
我知道我不应该去抱怨说敬拜的音乐不够好，这个讲道也不够好，我心里都知道我不应该抱怨。
And all this stuff we already know, right?
这些你其实头脑当中都知道。
对不对？
对吗？
Right, right, be right. Okay, we know these things. The problem's not here, the problem is down here.
所以问题并不在于你是否知道，是在于你的内心。
The problem is in my heart.
是在我的内心当中。
The reality is every single one of us has a basement.
问题是在于我们每个人内心当中都有一个地下室。
It's called the human heart.
这个地下室就是你的内心。
And stored up down there in the basement is all of life, especially our pain.
那这个地下室当中装着人生当中非常多的经历，特别是你经历的痛苦。
And the heart is like a sponge, really.
那我们的内心就像海绵一样。
Whatever's down there, when it gets squeezed, that's what comes out.
就像海绵一样，不管里面有什么，当你挤压它的时候，里面所有的东西都会出来的。
And the big problem is when the bad stuff of life comes, and we're too busy to deal with it, or we don't know how to deal with it, we just throw it down into the basement.
所以问题在于说我们在生活当中遇到很多困难但是我们不知道如何去应对的时候我们就把它完全都堆积到内心当中
So all the bad things that have been said to me I don't know how to deal with them So I just throw them down into the basement
所以别人话语当中对我的话语的伤害我不知道该怎么办所以就都扔到我内心的地下室当中
Bad things that have happened to me I don't know how to deal with them So I just lift up the door and just throw them down there and cover it up
所以我经历了过这些糟糕的痛苦的事情我不知道该怎么去面对、oh, 我就都扔到内心的地下室当中关上门
the expectations of life are so heavy
那生活当中人们都对我有很高的期待太高了
what my parents want、
父母给我的压力、
and then my boss comes along and、
还有老板给我的压力
I mean I know some of you know what I'm talking about you girls you're only 20 years old and your parents already want to know why aren't you married okay
Right. 可能你们有些人也感同身受你可能才二十几岁然后你的父母就在问说你什么时候结婚
And it just weighs like a weight right there, doesn't it?
所以这些都像非常大的压力压在你的内心当中
We just open up the door and throw it in the basement and ignore it
你就把这些不知道如何面对的事情都扔到你内心的地下室当中
All of our shame, the expectations that are not met on ourselves and from others
所以别人对我们的这些我们无法实现的期待自己对自己的这些无法实现的期待等等
All of our sins we hide down there in the basement
我们的罪我们都藏到那些的地下室当中
And we say all kinds of things like Oh, it's okay, don't cry
我们可能也会用安慰的方法说没事的别哭
well, My favorite one is apparently you say this in Chinese also Ruth told me Time heals all wounds
我们非常喜欢说的一句话就是说时间会医治一切。
I mean, when I was 5 years old and I fell down and I scraped my knee, mommy kissed it, put a band-aid on it, and time healed that wound.
所以当我五岁的时候，我跌倒了，膝盖受伤，那妈妈帮我贴上创可贴，给我一个甜蜜的吻，就会说时间可以医治你这个小伤口的。
But you all know what I'm talking about when I say life comes and wounds you in the deepest place, and time does not heal emotional wounds.
但你都能够理解。在你的人生当中，你内心经历的这些伤害是时间无法医治的。
But we close that door and we put a lovely carpet on top of it, and then put the sofa on top of it.
我把这些伤害都扔到丽丽的地下室当中，关上门，上面铺一个漂亮的地毯，再放个沙发在上面，就把它藏起来。
Then a little bit of heat, a little bit of pressure comes, and all those things are poisons, and they mix together.
但你扔到地下室当中的这些东西，它们都会去发霉，会变坏。
And the fumes come up through the cracks.
那这些恶臭的味道都会从你地板上面上来。
I can't figure out why I'm so unhappy.
你自己又会觉得说，我真的不知道我为什么就是不开心。
Can't figure out why I'm so explosive at home.
我不知道我为什么在家里那么容易发脾气。
Can't figure out why 找不到安全感， why I can't find a sense of safety.
Keep going.
All right. 不用翻译。
Yeah.
All right.Can't figure out why sometimes I can't even breathe.
我不知道为什么我有时候会觉得说呼吸都困难。
And some pains are so deep.
因为有些伤痛真的是太深了。
Verbal and physical abuse leaves a deep wound.
不管是言语上的还是身体上的伤害，都给你带来非常大的创伤。
Abortion leaves a deep wound.
比如说堕胎会给这个堕胎的人带来非常大的伤害。
Infidelity leaves a deep wound.
或者是配偶之间的不忠。
And I'm not trying to name these things to make you feel worse. I know you're thinking, why are you poking at my pain right now? I don't really want to feel that right now.
可能你会觉得说，你为什么要提出这些不好的事情？你就是戳我的痛处，为什么？
I'm only naming these things because the Apostle Paul prayed in 1 Thessalonians that the blood of Jesus Christ would come and cleanse your emotions.
我会提出这些可能让你觉得不舒服的事情，因为保罗他在帖撒罗尼迦前书说过，耶稣的宝血能够洁净我们的罪。
The good news is you do not have to carry those things anymore.
因为好消息是你不用一直去背着这些重担。
Our dear friend Andy Hung, many of you know Andy Hung.
很多人都知道王建伟长老。
I texted him a couple weeks ago to ask if I could tell this story. He said, yes, you may share anything that you like.
那我几周前就是问征求他的意见是否可以分享他的故事，他同意了。
If you know Andy Hung, you're probably like me. You think, my goodness, he is one of the most emotionally healthy men I have ever met in my life.
如果你真的见过王建伟长老，你可能会觉得说，你可能跟我感受一样，就是他一定是情感上最健康的一个人，非常健康。
Do you know Andy?
你们认识王建伟长老？
Good. Many of you know him. Good. Okay.
很多人都认识他。
I mean, he is so smooth and even. Put a little pressure on him and just smile.
非常平和，即使面对压力也是微笑面对。
His emotional reaction is, well, let me think about that.
所以他永远都是非常平和的一个态度，不管在任何情境之下。
He'll listen to this sermon online in a couple days, and he's going to be, oh, he doesn't know me. But I at least see in him an extremely emotionally healthy man.
我真的是在他当中看到说他内心，他是一个非常情感非常健康的一个人。
He is so healthy. I literally remember thinking, man, he must have had great parents. He must have just had the best schools and the best friends all around him all of his life. Wow, what a lucky guy.
所以我看到他的时候就觉得一定是个非常幸运的人，一定有特别好的父母，最好的学校，就没有什么问题的一个家庭。
And then one day he told me his story.
但有一天他跟我分享他的故事。
I couldn't believe it.
我简直都无法相信。
His household growing up was anything but healthy.
他成长的这个家庭真的是非常的不健康。
I asked him if I could say this, and he said yes. His dad was abusive, verbally abusive.
他的父亲是经常会在言语上有很多的虐待。
And Andy carried this pain in him for many, many years.
那很多年他的内心也是受到这样的一个伤害，有这样的一个伤痕。
And he found the Lord and fell in love with Jesus, but that pain stayed with him.
即使在他信主之后，他认识了耶稣。这个伤痛依然是存在的。
And he grew in the Lord, and he received a call to ministry, but that pain stayed with him.
那他真的是认识了主，他甚至在事工当中服侍，但这个伤痛依然是在他的心中。
He's studying seminary, reading all these great books, and the pain is still with him.
其实他在神学院去学习，去更深入的认识神，这个伤痛依然在。
And finally, he was reading a book on the father figure and mentoring, and he realized suddenly, this is why I'm always looking for a man to sort of be my father, because my father, he realized this about himself.
所以在他最后看一本有关于这个属灵导师的一个书的时候，他才真正的意识到，一直在寻找的，其实就是一个父亲的形象。
And the story was so simple. One day, as he was studying these things, he began to cry.
他的故事很简单，就是他有一天在思考这个事情，一个属灵的导师的时候，他就开始大哭。
And then he began to cry harder.
他就哭得越来越厉害。
He told me he cried cats and dogs.
他就倾盆大哭。
That didn't translate well, did it? He cried and he cried and he cried for a whole, I think he said half of a day, several hours. He cried and cried and cried.
所以他就大哭了几个小时，泪如雨下，一直在哭。
But at the end of that day, he said God had healed him.
但是那天结束的时候，他说神医治了他。
Now let me be very, very, very clear.
希望跟大家说得很清楚。
It was not Andy's tears that healed him. It was God.
并不是说王建伟长老他当时哭的这个眼泪医治了他，而是神医治了他。
God came down for him that day and pushed aside the sofa and threw away that rug.
是神亲自来到他的心中，把他这个地下室给清理。
And he opened up that door to his basement.
是神亲自打开他内心的这个地下室。
And he flooded that place with light and with love.
是神用他的光和他的爱充满他的内心。
With living water and with the healing blood of Jesus Christ.
是用神的活水，是耶稣医治的能力来医治他。
And then the best part was, he didn't say it like this, but I'm going to say it like this. Then God ripped up the floor in that place.
那安迪就是王建伟，他没有真的这样说，但是我觉得他可以这样形容，就是。神把这个地下室的地板都拆开，清空这个地方。
And over time, God cleaned out that entire basement.
那神真的是完全的清空这个地下室。
And now, that basement is his living room.
那这个地下室再也不存在，而是只有他的这个卧室。
And you know what? That's actually the way it's supposed to be.
那其实我们的每个人都应该是有这样的一个状态。
We think there's an upstairs and there's a basement. Actually, there's not.
我们总是觉得说应该是有一个卧室，然后我应该有一个地下室。
Wait, have that slide up there again. In reality, your real you is already down in that basement.
因为在真实的情况当中，如果你有一个地下室，那你其实就是生活在其中。
Down in that basement, you are a wounded child.
你就是在这个地下室当中一个受伤的孩子。
Crying for help.
你一直在哭泣着，想要寻求帮助。
And the good news is surrounded by clutter. Can you see her there?
那真的是神能够给你带来医治。
Surrounded by clutter and the poisons of life.
那虽然在这个各种伤痛和痛苦之中，依然是有神的医治。
I mean, when you get sick, you know what to do, right?
当你就是生病的时候，你知道该怎么去做。
Cancer comes, we pray that by His stripes we are healed, right?
当你或者有癌症来袭，那你去祷告说神来医治。
But if you have an emotional wound deep down in your basement, what are you supposed to pray?
那如果你的内心情感当中受到很大的创伤，你应该如何祷告呢？
Good news is we pray the exact same prayer.
那好消息就是你同样的去祷告求医治。
Time does not heal all wounds.
时间不会医治所有的伤痛。
The blood of Jesus Christ does.
而是耶稣的宝血来医治。
Seems to be a strange message on unity, Chris.
可能你觉得说这个和合一有什么关系呢
？We were talking about unity here. Now you're talking about the basement.
我们应该讲合一，为什么要讲地下室
？But months ago, the Lord reminded me that most of our unity problems don't come from here; they come from here.
几个月之前，神提醒我说，我们大部分在合一当中出现问题，不是因为头脑当中不理解，而是因为内心出了问题。
I know many of you would disagree with me, but that's just being disunified. So don't do that.
可能你觉得不同意，但你不同意其实就是破坏了合一，所以不要不同意。
Seriously, most of our unity problems come from here. We make them doctrinal, but really there's something else.
可能你觉得是因为这些教义的不同、理解的不同，但其实真正问题是出于我们的内心。
Disunity arises out of the basement.
那我们的这些不合一、这些歧义都是来自于内心的地下室。
But if God will come and heal our hearts, then true unity will come from the basement.
但如果神会医治我们的内心，我们才能真正的合一。
If you fill my sponge with living water, God, then when this world squeezes me,
当神把我们这个像海绵一样的心用他的爱来充满的时候，那这个心里面流淌出来的就是爱。
I'd like to invite the worship team to come on out.
我们的敬拜团可以出来。
What Jesus Christ did for Andy Hung 17 years ago, he has done for many others.
那神他医治王建伟长老的这个经历那其实也可以医治我们
He's done this for me
那神也用这样的方法医治了 Chris
He's done it for Ruth
也医治了我
Anybody else here know what I'm talking about?
还有人也经历过这样的医治吗
Yeah, many others in this room
很多人
He wants to do it for you
那神也愿意来医治你
In a few minutes we're going to celebrate communion
那接下来我们一会儿会一起领圣餐。
I believe strongly for some of us, God is going to do a healing work for you while you're taking the bread and the cup.
我相信在我们领圣餐的时候，神就会医治你。
We're going to have prayer counselors at the end. If God doesn't come in communion, then come forward for prayer. Maybe God will do it then.
那我们聚会结束之后，也会有我们的祷告同工在前面，你可以一起来与他们祷告。
Sometimes God's really strange in his timing. Sometimes it'll come on Tuesday morning or next Friday or a week from Thursday. Male.
这个呢？虽然我们不知道什么时候神你会遇到神，但是你就一直祷告，神一定会来医治你。
And I need to be honest, some of us will need counseling, Christian counseling. BICF can offer that.
那我们有些人也的确需要去借属灵的医治那 BSL 也提供、我们弟兄姊为弟兄姊妹提供心理咨询
But today in the presence of God
那今天我们与神同在
Have you felt it?
你是否也有 真正的感受到
Maybe it's weight Maybe it's hardness Maybe it's a cold
可能是你内心的一种刚硬你感到的内心感到的一种冰冷
You feel that tear
你真的是感受到这种张力
God wants BICF to be an example of a healthy church in this land that needs it so badly.
那这片土地真的是非常需要合一，神是希望使用 BICF 彰显这样的一种合一。
But each and every one of us, we have to take care of it.
那我们每一个人也真的需要去能够从内心合一。
Have to take care of mine first.
你也需要去真的去面对你内心的这样一种、地下室伤痛。
Well, you're probably wondering what happened to old Lao Wong hanging off the edge of that mountain.
你可能还在想说那个老王抓着树枝，他后来怎么样了
？Hanging on with all of his might.
他就用全身的力量紧紧抓住这个树枝。
He can't go up. He thinks he can't go down.
他不能上也不能下。
And the voice of heaven comes to him and says, "Lao Wong, let go. Trust me."
那从天上来的声音告诉老王说。相信我，放开。
Whatever happened to Lao Wong?
不管老王接下来会怎么做。
I hope you're not too disappointed. I can't tell you yet.
其实我不能告诉你。
See, because you are Lao Wong, and you are Lao Wong, and you are Lao Wong, and I am Lao Wong.
因为我们在座的每一位，我们就是和老王一样。
And we're not holding on to a tree root. We're hanging on to something down in the dishasher.
你所抓住的这个树，这就像你。地下室当中存着的这些东西，你不愿意去把它清除。
And the voice of heaven has spoken today. Jesus Christ says to you, Lao Wong men.
那神的声音，耶稣在对你说，老王。
Let go, trust me.
放开吧，相信我。
Lao Wong, what are you going to do?
那老王，你接下来要怎么做呢？